We heard from Kenneth by email. He wants to know, why are there only antibiotics for bacteria and none for viruses?
OK, it's a very good question. And the answer is that bacteria are single-celled organisms. They are alive, they are living, and they have a metabolism. Viruses are the ultimate parasites. They're not really alive. They are an infectious bag of genes, which are absolutely tiny. A flu virus, for example, is 1/10,000th of a millimetre across, and they're so tiny that they do not have any of the machinery inside them to make new copies of themselves. They have to infect a cell in order to do that. Now, that means you've got a problem, because bacteria look totally different to our own cells, so it's fairly easy to make drugs and chemicals that will roger a bacterial metabolism and which will not affect our own metabolism. But because viruses have to prey on our own metabolism, they have to use our own cells to make new copies of themselves, it's very, very difficult to find ways to discriminate between the virus and a healthy cell and therefore avoid side effects. Now, there are some drugs that can do that. The most famous is a drug called acyclovir. Most people will know it as Zovirax, which you put on cold sores. And this works because the drug is a special chemical which is activated only in a virally infected cell, because the virus makes an enzyme which locks onto the drug molecule and it switches it on. It will not get switched on in any other cell. And once the drug is switched on, what it does is it forms a special DNA letter, which when the virus incorporates it into its DNA, it cannot make the DNA chain of the virus grow anymore. So it chain terminates the virus and stops the virus growing its own DNA. And that's what stops the virus. But it's very, very difficult to do this. The thing that researchers are now looking at is the possibility of something like RNA interference. This is where you make short pieces of genetic material, which are the mirror image of a virus's own genes. And by putting those into the cell, they lock onto the viral genes and make what's called double-stranded RNA. And the cells usually associate this with rubbish, junk, or viral infection, and they target them to the cellular equivalent of the waste paper basket, and it gets ditched, and that's how you can switch off viruses and cells. And our own immune system uses that strategy sometimes as well. So it's a key problem that we've been grappling with for a long time. That's why we haven't really got a cure for the common cold, I'm afraid.
Thanks for your question, Kenneth. That's right, the living dead, it sounds like viruses are. Very bad indeed.